Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
I want to introduce our main speaker for today. And it's the main speaker because it's something that decided to do at SMA from the first meeting we had several years ago was to learn about each other through testimonies. Where are you from? How'd you get here? How'd you get saved? How'd you get into ministry? How'd you end up here in Slidell at an SMA meeting? And one of the men that first time I met him is just within the last year or so is August Williams. When I met him, I liked him. He's got a friendly smile. He's got a good personality. And he's just recently, to no one's surprise, been elected as the president of the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany. So he is the president of that, and but that's not why I invited him. I invited him because I just like him, all right? And I thought it'd be great to find out a little bit more about him. So with that said, August, why don't you come up here and tell us about yourself? And everybody give him a warm welcome.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. It is good to be in fellowship with you all on this morning. Amen. Amen. The Spirit has been good between us. Amen. The Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit, but it don't stop there. It say, but try it. See, as if it's of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him, amen, he was definitely a man of God that I ran across. Amen. And I thank each and every person who have allowed me to even stand here and speak with you all. A little bit about myself on this morning, amen, is I am a native of Slidell. I'm born and raised here, right in some people would say Slidell, but we call it Bumfaka, right in between Slidell and Lacombe, amen. If you're from here, you know what I'm talking about. And so God has been good through the years. I wasn't born and raised in the church, amen. I mean, I was brought up in the church, but amen. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we think we in church, but we're not in fellowship. We're not in that place to where we have that relationship with him. And so over the years, thank God that God's ways are not our ways. Amen. And God will give you favor. Amen. And bring you to a point where he needs you to be. And so as we walk, I do have my wife is Minister Deborah Williams. I have four kids and four grandkids. Amen. And we have two kids in, that lives in Houston and two that live still in Slidell. We thank God for what he is doing. And so I went to Slidell. I went to Callan Park School first. They didn't have Bayou Woods. I went to Slidell Junior High. They didn't have all of these other schools in between. And I went to Slidell High. They didn't even have North Shore at that time. Amen. And I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm just trying to tell you that Slidell over a short period of time, I remember the times when somebody came to town, I could tell you who house they went to. It wasn't no nationality of who you went to. We knew everybody. And so I tell my kids that, and they said, Dad, how old are you? And I say, listen, I said, that wasn't that long ago. So my point is that Slidell is changing daily and at a rapid pace. I do feel that the members of the body of Christ is going to be able to make a definite prime example and make a difference in this community. That's what it's going to take. In life, I have had trials and tribulations. What brought me to ministry? I walked through some things in life. Everybody wasn't born perfect. Amen. They asked of Christ, they said they called him good. He said, hold on, who do you call good? Amen. He said, there's none good but one. Amen. And so if we look at Corinthians, amen, because some people will get to a point where they try to judge you. But when you look at Corinthians, they say, judge ye yourself. And so the thing is where as we walk through life, amen, we find ourselves going through things. But how many people know that God has a way of snatching you out of darkness into his light? Amen. Amen. And so As we walk through, I walked through some trials in my life and stuff like that. And do I regret it? Some people say, well, I regret things I went through in my life. I don't. Some people may look at me and say, well, you don't regret it. No, I don't regret it because it made me who I am today. And so as I walk through life, I'm in our ministry. It helps very much in my ministry because, hey, man, do I wish I had made better choices and different choices? Yes, I do. But the things that I walk through help me to be able to reach out and minister to people where they are at. It's not that I look down on nobody or look up on nobody. At Vision Church, the church that I pastor in Lacombe, Louisiana, we don't judge anyone coming in the door. We meet them where they are. The Bible said he drew them by love and kindness. We meet them there. We love them into the ministry and try to love them past their issues. If Jesus looked at every issue when the woman with the issue of blood came to him, he wouldn't have dealt with her. But because he did find that in her life that she needed his help, she found herself in that place. Yes. And so I find that Jesus saw fit to call me into the place where he have me sitting today. I'm very involved with the sheriff department and with different political figures around. Amen. I'm not a political party. Amen. But I do believe that they should be examples in the political field. The Bible says that we are supposed to pray for them that have authority over us. Yeah. So in that place, I do know if I'm going to pray for you, I need to know you. Amen. I need to know what is your thoughts? What are your mindsets? What are you doing? And I see different people walk through life and go through certain situations and circumstances. But God has recently elevated me to president of the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany. He said, I take you and I set you in front of great kings, in front of kings and great kings, amen. And so I'm proud to be, amen, the president of the Alliance, to sit with some great men and women of God that is helping to move this community forward. We are at a point where we are glad to work with you all, and we will be working with you all. We have some things that God has put on my heart and in my soul that we are going to do as a community issue. We are not trying to be, it's not a big I, little you. It's about all of us coming together in unity. It's about us being together and moving forward for the betterment of the Slidell and the St. Tammany community. So if it's any kind of way that we can reach out and we can help you, we can talk with you or do anything for you, we are here. Amen. And so as we walk through some of the things that we are going through, we are not the biggest church in in Lacombe, but we are a church in Lacombe. Yes. And I think every church that is represented makes a difference. You can reach somebody I can't reach, but I can reach somebody you can't reach. Mm-hmm. So as we begin to minister and move forward, we have some things in life that God will take you to and through. The thing is if you can stay, he'll pull you through if you can stand the pull. If you can stay and allow God to pull you, then he'll take you out of it. If you are in the storm, amen, that means you are halfway through it, so that means you're halfway out of it, amen. And so we understand that, amen, that God can take us where we can't take ourselves. He'll do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, amen. And so we thank God for all that he has done and is doing. Like I said, I extend a hand out to any person in here that I can be any assistance to. Any assistance, I stand and speak on behalf of the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany also. And if we can help you any kind of way, we are here. Mm-hmm. Amen. I am an employee of St. Tammany Parish Government. I actually work at Safe Haven, which is the old Mandeville Hospital. So, amen, I know the burden of the mission, amen. I know because I watch the day-to-day operation out there, amen. I watch the mental illness. I watch the suicidal part of it. I get to sit in that place to where I watch them come from. I told them you have to watch the system of it because I watch where it starts off in boot camp with the schools to the sheriff department dropping them off at the rehab, amen. So we have a community that we need to reach. So as we go out through that, amen, I mean, I thank God for even placing me. He never misses. Amen. And I thank him for being able to put me in that atmosphere to be able to see where we need to pray, to see where we need to minister at. And I'm going to tell you, if you have never been to that place, even just to see the grounds, to see what's going on, that is a great place to be. I have been over to meet with y'all at the mission. Amen. It's a great work. I spoke with Mr. George at the paint shop, and he showed me some pictures, and I'm proud at what God is doing. We are keeping you in our prayers. Amen. As far as for the Bibles, Gideons, keep putting them out. The word is what we have to do. The word is where we have to find ourselves. And if we can find ourselves wrapped in his hands as a hen does her chicks, amen, we'll understand how good God is. And so we don't want to be in a place to where we leave nobody out, but everybody is somebody. Yes. Amen. We understand that, amen, that God loved the unlovable. So sometimes there's going to be some people who don't fit the criteria you think they may, but God said we owe no man nothing but to love him. So we have to love everybody, and we have to understand that, amen, that God is doing something in this season. And so I thank God for each and every one of you who have allowed me to come and speak to you. Amen.
I'm going to repeat something we say around here all the time, but this is an amazing place, this place called Slidell, Louisiana, St. Tammany. And to see what God is doing in our midst. I meet with people from other communities, and they're jealous because they don't have what we have. And it's this sense of common denominator on Jesus Christ, and we've put aside all the things that could divide us, and we're focused on what unites us, and it makes a difference. It really does. And knowing each other better, forging relationships, meeting people like August and the work that he does, it helps the kingdom of God. We're not about the political parties, although we probably have our choice of political party, but we are about the kingdom, and it's serving in the kingdom that allows us to put our titles, our denominations, all those things on the side and work together, and it works. We're living examples of it working, the fellowship that we have. I've not had a theological argument with anyone in this room. And we've talked about a lot of stuff because we agree on the fundamentals that make us unique and make us common together. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate August and the comments he's made and each one of you who spoke this morning.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.